Hi, guys. A lot of people are so confused about something that we are about to deliberate on. And it's pretty important to clarify it. So I'm not going to be doing this alone. I'm going to be doing it with a friend and a brother. He's an entertainer. His name is Skooky Vavavoom. Hi, Vavavoom. How's it going?
I'm good. How's everything?
Not bad, my brother. Yeah. Not bad. Yeah. Okay. Welcome once again to Love, Sex, and Relationship. And on this episode, I have Skooky Vavavoom, yep. And we will be talking about something crazy. Can sex make you fall in love? Is a question to you all out there. And guess what? Myself and Vavavoom will be talking about it. Yeah. So I'm going to start with you, Vavavoom. Do you think sex can make someone fall in love?
It depends on what love means to the person. You know, I think a lot of people mix it up nowadays. They mix love up for a lot of things. And that's why people think that, oh, love is not enough. This one is not enough. So I think sex can make you think you're in love if you don't understand the meaning of love. That's what I think. Sex can assist love. Can make you think, you know, when the first time you guys have sex, it's good. So, you know, you keep feeling all these mushy things for them and everything. But what you realize is if it's not love, you realize that 90% of the time you're thinking about that person, it always boils down to the times when you're having sex, which means when you guys get tired of the physical part, the problem will come. So I feel sex can deceive you. You see, the sex way they talk, so don't make me the blue grammar. The sex can deceive you into making you feel like you're in love. That's the honest opinion. That's my honest opinion.
Yeah, I get you there, Vom. I get you there. Because, as I said, this has been deceiving a whole lot of people. It has been confusing people a whole lot. Because a lot of people believe that, oh, I'm in love with him. We have this amazing sex. And my question is, if you take out this sexual part of it, do you still feel this person is amazing? In most cases, the answer is no.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So a lot of people confuse a good sex, a fantastic sex, for love.
Yeah.
And love is totally different.
Yeah.
And if you don't really understand love, I wonder how you're going to love someone.
Yeah.
And if you think you understand love and the only thing you can pick out of a relationship because you are having a bad time with that person, and the only thing you can think about is the amazing sex, my dear, you are not in love. That is lost, in my opinion.
Yeah.
So we are going to get back to the question, can sex make you fall in love? Now, from my own point of view, I think it really won't be the sex that'll make you fall in love with that person. Yeah, you could start with sex. Maybe, you know, you guys are just friends and something led to another and there was this good sex.
Yeah.
That won't really be the reason why you are going to fall in love with that person. It's basically, you know, the love inside you, the personality of the person, what you really look out for in your partner, that is exactly what's going to make you fall in love.
Yep.
Not sex. If you are in love because of sex, my guy, you are on a long thing.
Yes.
you are bound to fail. Trust me. Because the moment you don't feel that sex no more, then where is the love? Where are you going to search the love from?
I think, like, you know, I talk to a lot of people and I realize that a lot of people say, you know, oh, love is not enough, blah, 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 blah. I tell people every time, I say, see, you think love is not enough because you misunderstand the idea of love. Now,
absolutely.
Let me give you an example. They say love is enduring, love is patient, love is kind, love is all these things. So that means you're definitely going to go through trying times, you and your partner.
Definitely.
You're definitely going to go through issues. You're definitely going to go through fights. It's normal. Now, you say love's not enough because it's not real love. If it's real love, both of you are going to be patient with each other. Both of you are going to have that endurance. Both of you are going to be able to sacrifice for each other.
True.
And before you can do all that, you'll be able to get through 90% of the problem you're going through, if not 95%. But people now come, love is not enough. You know why? Because it's the sex that started it. When the sex is driving the relationship, you're humans, you're bound to get tired of the physical fast, you know. And if it's true love, the sex will keep going. Why? Because at that time, you're not sexing the person's physical body. You're sexing the person's soul, the emotional part. Mm. And that's why you keep having sex with someone that you've been seeing for over 10 years and you still enjoy better than
and
someone
you just never even get tired.
You never get tired because you're not making sex to the physical part.
Yeah.
You know, but that's why people just get carried away and say, oh, yo, you know, I'm tired of this person. I'm tired. It's just because Konji hold you that time. You drink alcohol, you can't go do, you know.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, my guys on the other side, I hope we've been able to educate you a bit, you know, if not a whole lot, because really, sex, I'm one of those that believe that sex is important, but if you're talking about sex, make sure it's separated from love, because if you don't have that drive, if you don't have that emotional attachment, if you don't have that feeling for someone, my dear, it's not love.
Yeah.
So don't let sex deceive you. If they are giving it to you the way you like them,
yeah,
that one no mean say make you the confused and for love. Oh.
Yeah.
So anyway, once again, thank you, Vavavum, for being on here with me. So we're going to be back again very soon as usual. Mm. Have a good one, guys. Cheers.
Boom, boom, Vavavum.